The illustration of pain and suffering which the psalmist uses is that of earthquakes. And I have to confess that until recently, I thought of earthquakes as part of the natural evil that came into God's world when sin came along. It was part of the fall of creation. Certainly, the loss of life and the disruption caused by the damage to homes and personal livelihood that's left behind by earthquakes is a really serious human tragedy that thousands and thousands of people have experienced. But the John Lennox book that I mentioned earlier has taught me that the movement of the Earth's tectonic plates is actually essential for the existence of life on this planet. Apparently, plate tectonics allows the world to have an adequate supply of water. Fascinating. But I do think the psalmist is right to use earthquakes as an illustration of severe human hardship. And yet, even in the face of such affliction, the psalmist declares that God is our refuge and strength. He is able to be with us in our time of suffering, to cover us and to love us. No matter what happens, God is always able to be a refuge. When our first grandson, Oliver, died in 2010, people asked us, "How can you still hold on to your Christian faith?" The answer we always gave is the answer that Simon Peter gave to Jesus in John chapter 6. You may recall that Jesus began to notice that some of those who were following him deserted him. And so he turned to the 12 and he asked them, "Are you also going to leave me?" Simon Peter spoke up and answered, "Lord, to whom should we go? You are the one who has the gift of eternal life." And that's our answer as well. It's at times of deepest anguish when we need God most as our refuge and strength. Please, please believe me when I say it is good and it's okay to cry out to God in anguish. Jacob wrestled with God one night on one occasion. Many of the Psalms are prayers of lament as the author cries out to God and wrestles with life's problems. Jesus himself wrestled with the will of God in the Garden of Gethsemane. God is there in our times of deepest trouble, always available and always a strengthening agent. But God is also there in the city. He's there for communities. If we go back to Psalm 46 and read again verse 7, we find the same message resounding loud and clear. The God of Israel is our fortress. And this time, God's promise is to be a refuge specifically for a city. In verse 4, we read, "A river brings joy to the city of our God, the sacred home of the Most High." This reference is to the city of God, hence Jerusalem. Many commentators believe that this psalm was written at the time when Jerusalem was besieged by the armies of Assyria, led by King Sennacherib. Jerusalem was surrounded. The people were petrified. They feared the worst. The account of how this happened can be found in 2 Kings chapters 18 and 19. As the people lived in fear, so their king, Hezekiah, went to the temple, and there he prayed to God and asked God to deliver his people and the city of Jerusalem. Many great cities have rivers flowing through them. Jerusalem doesn't have a river because it's built on the top of a hill. But Jerusalem had God. And God is like a river. giving life to the people of that city. He brings protection. He is a refuge, and he gives strength to help them endure what's happening. On this occasion, God answered Hezekiah's prayer. One night, disease and death rampaged through the camp of the Assyrian army. And the next morning, Sennacherib was forced to break camp and to go home. God can be a fortress for our community, for our city, and for our nation. Right now, our community and our nation need God's refuge and protection. The coronavirus is still with us and very capable of causing further severe affliction. People are losing their jobs and their income. The economy is in deep recession. Poverty is knocking on many doors. Our nation needs God. And it's the church that knows that and knows that He is the answer. So it's our urgent task as God's people to proclaim to the people of Perth that God is able to be a refuge for us and our city, even in this time of crisis. Thirdly, we find this message again, this time in verse 11 of Psalm 46. Once more, we hear the refrain, "The God of Israel is our fortress." And this time, the promise of refuge, the offer of refuge from God, is to the whole world. Verse 10, God says this, "I will be honoured by every nation. I will be honoured throughout the whole world." You see, nothing is beyond God's protection. In a very strange way, COVID-19 has brought the world and the people of the world together through a common unseen enemy that has killed over 500,000 people so far. We are united in grief, but we're also united in our need for God. We need to note that sometimes God does not provide the kind of shelter that we would like. Oliver wasn't cured of his cancer. The next time the city of Jerusalem was besieged by the armies of King Nebuchadnezzar, the city fell, and many of God's people were taken into exile in Babylon. This year, many faithful Christians have died because of COVID-19. Sometimes God doesn't provide a temporary shelter, but He provides an eternal sanctuary, a sanctuary with Him in glory forever. God knows the kind of shelter that we most need. In closing, we should remind ourselves that the whole point of moving into a refuge is so that at the right time, we leave it and head out into this world, again with God beside us, or possibly, if it's His will, into His eternal arms. One of our grandsons' favourite games used to be, when they were younger, hide and seek. The aim of the game, obviously, is to find a safe hiding place. But I always knew that the boys wanted to be found. I knew that because Rory always showed me or told me where he was going to hide. And when I found him, the smile on his face was lovely as he came out of his hiding place. God becomes our refuge and our strength in times of trouble, so that one day He can release us from our place of refuge to serve Him again in the world, and also to put a smile back on our faces. We are right to look forward in hope to the day when lockdown finishes. But during lockdown, we discover that at those times when God is our refuge and our strength. He builds us up in our faith and in our service, and he teaches us endurance. One purpose of our daily quiet time with God is so that we are equipped and prepared to serve him that day. And I believe that one purpose of our vacancy in our church is to strengthen us for the next phase of ministry in Perth Baptist Church. And one purpose, surely, of lockdown is so that we leave it stronger in our faith, more equipped in our service to those in need, and stronger and more clear in our witness to the good news of Jesus than we were in March. God has been through this business of acting as a refuge many times, but most noticeably 2,000 years ago. The purpose of Jesus' isolation on the cross was so that he could die for our sins and we could receive forgiveness and the gift of eternal life. And God brought Jesus out of lockdown on that first Easter Sunday morning to prove his victory over sin and over death. Many of you will have tasted in this victory over sin and over death and are living under the protection of God's wings. So I share with you again verse 10 from Psalm 46. Be still and know that I am God. And may you know his peace as you live your life for him. But others who are listening may say, I don't know this victory over sin and over death, and I don't know how God can be my refuge. Again, I invite you to look at verse 10 and listen to these words that God says and speaks through the psalmist. Be still and know that I am God. So if you feel that God is calling you to be your God, why don't you find a quiet, silent place? Gaze upon something in God's creation. Could be your own hands, your feet, could be trees, could be flowers blossoming in the garden, it could be hills. Gaze upon his creation. Note his power and his provision. Ask him to forgive your sins. Read some verses of scripture and tell him that you believe Jesus is alive. When you do that, you will know that he is yours and he is your eternal refuge. And then please go and celebrate by sharing this news with a trusted Christian friend. Why don't we close this time of worship by listening together to the song, Be Still and Know That I Am God. The words will be on the screen. Use these moments to be still and to be quiet before God so that we give him the chance to speak to us and we listen to him. And then we will know that God will cover us with his love and with his grace. Amen.